Last week, while walking by the wetlands at Irvine, I saw a young male dressed elegantly and walking alongside the water. He wore chestnut on his body and iridescent green on the top of his head. A white collar extended along the side of his neck, and a second one ran up each cheek. His bright red eyes glanced over at me as he descended into the water. Of course, this impressive attire wasn't for my admiration. He was hoping to attract a female. This well-dressed creature is one of the most recognizable birds because of his decorative markings, and his scientific name, Ax sponsa, echoes his beauty. The Latin word sponsa, meaning betrothed, refers to the bird's striking plumage as he appears to be dressed for a wedding. However, you probably know this dapper duck as a male wood duck. Found along forested shorelines, this duck is one of only a few American ducks that use strong claws to perch and nest in trees. They're cavity nesters, which means they will lay their nest in an existing hole. As nests can be scarce, they will readily use nest boxes built by people. However, if a female cannot find a nest of her own, she will lay her eggs inside another wood duck's nest and leave the eggs to be raised by another female. This is known as intraspecific brood parasitism, or egg dumping. Individual females will typically lay about 10 to 11 eggs per clutch, but nests have been found containing as many as 29 eggs as a result of egg dumping. Female wood ducks can produce 2 broods in 1 year. Even though they are considered waterfowl, wood ducks can often be found flying through the woods. In fact, they are designed to do just that. Their broad tail and short wings make it easier for them to maneuver while flying. In the water, they feed by taking short, shallow dives, grabbing at plants and aquatic invertebrates. Their heads bob like pigeons when swimming in the water. Wood ducks eat a mostly plant-based diet focused on seeds, nuts, and other vegetation. Juvenile ducks will eat invertebrates and small fish, but as they mature, their diet will become more plant-based. In fact, wood ducks are sometimes called acorn ducks because of their fondness for the nut. While the male's unique plumage distinguishes him from all other ducks in the winter, during late summer he will briefly molt and more closely resemble the female. Females are gray-brown, with a white speckled chest and a white patch that completely encircles their eyes. During courtship, the male will swim in front of a female with his wings and tail elevated. He will perform ritualized preening and shaking movements. Wood ducks are monogamous, and while they aren't territorial of nests, males will defend their mates if approached too closely. They pair up in January and mate from mid-March to mid-April in northern states. Wood ducks have made a miraculous population recovery after being close to extinction in the 1900s. They were severely overhunted for their bright plumage and suffered from habitat loss due to deforestation. After these birds were protected from hunting under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act passed in 1918, these eye-catching birds made a remarkable comeback and can now be hunted in limited numbers. Additionally, nest box programs have become increasingly popular among biologists and concerned citizens who want to conserve this species. If you're lucky enough to see a male wood duck this winter, take a minute to appreciate their brightly colored feathers, their unusual nesting habits, and their conservation success story. You can learn more about our listening area's native birds by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WIPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.